Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast, hosted by Robert Benjamin and co-hosted by Mags. Unfortunately, Mags will not be making it today. Apparently he's too busy. He's too busy to work on a Saturday. So Mags will not make it today. Basically, I'm just gonna go through the Q&A myself. I do not have anything super important to tell you guys in the beginning because there were a lot of really good questions on my last YouTube video. The one thing I will tell you though, if you haven't seen my latest YouTube video, I'm offering a free course, totally free course for TikTok. If you're in my accelerator program, you're in my mentorship program, you already have access to a better course. So don't think that like something's being given away for free that you guys haven't gotten access to. So you guys already have access to it. Basically, it's a stripped down version of that. I really just want to provide everybody with as much value as possible, so I've made that available. In order to get it though, you have to go watch my latest YouTube video. It's the TikTok Amplify Program, should you join it video. Also, you guys should, I strongly suggest you check that out because I also go through a ton of mistakes that I see a ton of people making on TikTok. I'm sure some of them will be covered in this episode, but I would go check that out and it's hidden somewhere during the video. So definitely go check that out. Perfect, so we're gonna get into it right now. That being said, if you guys want your questions or your username to be featured on this podcast, make sure you comment on my latest YouTube video, make sure you subscribed on YouTube, and make sure you leave your username. Still, a lot of you guys are not leaving your username in the questions, and you're missing out on free exposure. All right, so the first question is, hey Rob, you used to encourage following everybody that engages with your content, but I haven't heard you say that in a while. Does that mean it's a bad thing and we should stop? No, I still encourage this all the time. In fact, in every recommendations accelerator program or mentorship program that I send out, and the person has under 10K, 9 times out of 10, I include that in there. You guys should be following every single person that likes and comments on your stuff. That being said, when you get to 10K people followed, you cannot follow any more people. So I would go through and make sure that you're unfollowing some of those people. Next one, podcast question. Is it a must for you to put your location / country you're in the location? My TikTok username is _imanrizqi_. Yes, I would put it in there. I would definitely put it in there. I'm sure you're asking that question because you probably want to try to trick people and say that you're in the US or something like that, or in another country. Don't do that. Being famous in your own country, having a following, having a community in your own country is way more valuable than people in the US. Next question, do I have to be only in one niche to get people to follow me, or can it be multiple niches? TikTok username, Santiago Gomez. So no, the answer to that question is no. You do not have to be in one niche. You can be in multiple niches. That being said, it will expand your audience, but I would probably reckon that you will have one niche that works better than the other niches. It's going to be because you're just better at making content within that niche. Make sure that you don't get stuck though and think like, oh, I can only post this one thing. It's just that whatever niche is not working as well, you need to post better content for. Somebody else commented, this guy's answer to everything is if you don't get views, odds are your content is trash. So, although that's a hate comment, yes, I do want to bring this up. If you're not getting views, your content is not good for the TikTok algorithm. So yeah, your content probably is trash. That being said, I say the same exact thing on my own channel. I know what posts I can post that'll really work, and I know the stuff that I'm posting that I'm testing or something like that, that is just not gonna work at all. If I'm testing a new time to post, if I'm testing a new type of content, if I'm testing a new way to ask for engagement, if I'm testing a new way to hook users in, whatever the case is, I know that some content is just not gonna work. And yes, that means that that content was trash. But how do you follow, the next question, but how do you follow trends if you make rap videos? I make a lot of rap opinion content. You just add trending sounds in the background. I'm also at 14K and I've followed most of your advice, so thank you. At Emmanuel Reyes. Yes, you need to add the trending sounds into it. You need to make content based on rap or mix it into your raps of like whatever beats are trending at that time, whatever artists are trending at that time. You need to go with what is trending in pop culture. I said this in my last TikTok or my last podcast episode too. I would focus on whatever the top 10 in the Billboard 100 songs are, because odds are 7 out of 10 of those songs are TikTok songs. Username at T Franks. I have 2,100 followers as of right now. How many times a day do you think I should be posting? I would post 5 to 6 times a day right now. Once you start to gain a lot of traction, gaining like 400 to 500 followers a day, I would increase that to 8 times a day. At Greg the Gamer, my question is, how do I hop on a trend on time? So the TikTok trends typically last for 2 to 3 days if it's just an overall trend, an overall challenge. That being said, if it's something niche specific, it normally lasts a lot longer. So you'll be able to find the trend and hop on it. I don't think that like you need to feel pressured for time as far as hopping on trends goes. podcast question from @Crystal Oha. I'm following all commentators and following back. Reluctantly, I did follow / unfollow on Instagram and I felt so bad. I don't plan to unfollow on TikTok. Several of my followers / commenters have no posts / videos. Do you suggest still following those? I would unfollow all those people then. Honestly, I wouldn't feel bad about it at all. So always make it on the For You page according to my analytics, but for some reason, whenever I upload videos involving my kids, they will not touch a For You page. The view count stays low and they get no exposure. They are great quality and desirable content. How can I fix this? So you will not be able to fix this. Just so you guys know, TikTok does suppress content with kids in it because they want to make the app safe for people. And to be totally honest, like putting kids out on an app like TikTok is just probably not suitable. So their solution to that has been to suppress all of that content. I work with a ton of creators that are in the mom's niche and I urge all of them to show their kids in their videos as little as possible because it will make your views get suppressed. Hi, Robert. Your video has been helping me quite a bit the last few days. How can I stop people from advertising in the comment section? I'm afraid if I delete comments, it might affect the algorithm in a negative way, or will it not affect it at all? It will not affect it at all. What I would do is just block those people. I would not even delete the comment, just block those people, and then they won't be able to do that in the future. I have a really good feeling it's just repeat offenders. Secondly, like honestly, I wouldn't really care about that. Like, you can block them, or TikTok also has a feature where like you could block comments that have certain words in them. You could add those trigger words in there, or just don't worry about it. They're giving you more engagement. All right, so this person said, skeptical when listening to somebody that says that they are the best at something. Anyway, followed Robert's advice and credit where credit is due. Had a video about to hit 200K views and another one about to hit 100K views. Got 8K followers in 2 days, all from Robert's advice. Cheers. Guys, the only reason that I say that I'm the best at something is because I truly believe that nobody is providing more value when it comes to teaching people how to grow on TikTok than I am. Of course, I'm not perfect, right? There are some people that they're just gonna hate me anyway. No matter what I do, they're going to hate me. I literally just created a TikTok course. I spent like 20 hours creating a TikTok course to give away totally for free. Totally for free. I'm serious when I'm saying that I wanna bring you guys as much value as possible. Love the fast pace and getting straight to the point. Keeps my attention somehow, and I know it's not by accident. No, it is not by accident. I've said this several times. I'm trying to make educational content that is incredibly fast paced, straight to the point, and providing you guys with as much value as possible. This is not some scam where I'm trying to, you know, give you a little bit of information, but to get the whole thing, you gotta pay me. This is not something like that. If you want my one-on-one advice, yes, you're going to have to pay me. If you want me to email you every day and tell you what to do on your account, yes, you'll have to pay me. But as far as me giving away the information, like, the information's all here for the taking. What if I give out trending quality content, but I still don't blow up? @datblonde.boy. I would not focus on blowing up. I actually haven't said this in a video or the podcast in a really long time. Don't focus on blowing up. Focus on gaining a certain amount of followers every single day. My goal was never to go viral. When your goal is to go viral, you end up unhappy because guess what? You go viral and then you just chase that next viral hit like you're doing coke or you're doing heroin or you're doing whatever drug. I would not do that. I would try to gain 100 followers every single day. I would not go to bed at night until you gain 100 followers every single day. And eventually what that's gonna do, it's gonna teach you to make really good content. It's gonna teach you to do the right things. It's gonna teach you to figure some things out, and that's gonna lead to you going viral because your content is gonna end up being way better. Next question, if I have already started, do you recommend I start again from scratch or keep going from the profile I already have? Just with the info about my first 5 videos getting my authority, my TikTok is Marcus Burks. This is a profile I had for me and my wife, but it's hit 1K so I could go live. My other one is @MarcusBurksHQ. It's in the law of attraction space. Any advice would be appreciated. So there are a ton of creators that do the law of attraction space. I would go into those hashtags, just type in # law of attraction, you'll see them all show up. I would copy what they're doing. I would hop on the trends there. That being said, the first 5 posts do not matter on your profile anymore. My first 100 posts sucked ass. Sucked ass. They were terrible. They were absolutely horrible. That's why I didn't grow. That's why it took me 30 days to get to 2,500 followers. But after I figured out TikTok, I hit over 500K in a couple months. That being said, I would stick to just your main account and just start producing better content. Next question, why does my TikTok say there are 0 posts for #FYP? It's just a glitch. I would try clearing your cache. You could uninstall the app, re-download the app, it's just a glitch. For anyone reading this, the most helpful piece of advice he has ever said, find a format that works and mass produce it and keep putting out content of that same format until it doesn't work anymore. I'm about to hit 50K and almost 4 million likes in a month and a half, all because of that one piece of advice. Highly recommend. That is exactly it, guys. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is not a get rich famous scheme. I am teaching you guys the principles of how to grow on any platform, not just TikTok, any platform. Of course, the organic reach right now on TikTok is like being on steroids. It's like being on steroids. But guess what? Everybody lifts weights. Not everybody looks like an NFL athlete. Not everybody looks like John Cena or whoever you guys are into. I don't even know somebody that's jacked. Not everybody looks like those people. It's the same thing here. You have to do the right things and be on the right platform. Hey, Robert. My TikTok is at the Mark Hall. I've been watching your YouTube videos every day and also listening to your podcast episodes. Thank you for listening. My question is about it's in my TikToks. I've been avoiding having any kids in them because I've been told that it'll get me shadow banned, or suppose that I will get a ton of people doing them with their kids. Will I get banned for having my kids in my videos? So thank you for watching the podcast. I already answered this question, but I would strongly suggest avoiding having your kids on your channel because yes, it will suppress your views. Suppose you have a full-time job. How would I post 10 times a day? Even if it's possible to do TikToks on the job, how could it be of any worth or high quality in those circumstances? So what I would do is I would do 2 to 3 posts a day that are reposts. I would do 3 posts a day that are duets, and then I would do 4 posts a day that are original piece of content. I would save the original piece of the content for later in the day. All the other posts I would do throughout the day. And then at night or whenever, maybe early in the morning, you could build all those. You could also create videos whenever you're free and save them in your draft so that you can create quality content during the time where you have some free time. I don't mean to offend anybody here or anything like that, but if TikTok is a priority for you, even if you work a 9-to-5, you're gonna find a way to fit it in. I built what I've built here while working for Gary Vee. I worked a 9-to-5 while I built this. So trust me, if there is a will, there is a way. Great video. I was curious, does it matter what you look like when it comes to gaining a following on TikTok? @Menachem_Mendel. No, it does not matter what you look like. It does not matter at all. No. Is it easier for better looking people to grow on TikTok? Yes. But that doesn't mean that that's a requirement. Hey, Robert. Been a frequent watcher and I love the content. It has helped me a lot. I was wondering what is a good like to view ratio. TikTok is Doug Fowler 78. He's in the comedy niche. All right, so your question is, I was wondering what a good like to view ratio is. I would aim for 30%. 30% should be the goalpost that you're going for. All right, couple other questions and then we're gonna wrap this up. Do capital letters make a difference in hashtags? For example, #FYP in lowercase or #FYP in caps? No, they do not, but putting things in caps does catch the eye a little bit more. This is a great question. So, okay, I have a question. I'm an artist and I'm about exhausted making content. It takes a lot of time for one drawing. Do you suggest anything to pump out content faster for artists? Yes. I would suggest duetting other creators. I would suggest putting in videos where you just talk about the supplies that you use. I would suggest making videos that are like a progression of you finishing a piece. And then I would also suggest, I don't know if I said this yet, I would suggest reposting content. I would suggest duetting other people. And then I would suggest like just doing small tutorials. If you're making one piece of art, I really think that you could probably get like 10 pieces of content out of that. And I don't think that you should only be creating one piece of content from that one piece of art. All right, perfect. 2 more questions. Which texting app do you use? I was looking to get the same thing. So right now I'm on Community. That being said, it's incredibly hard to get on. There's 120,000 person wait list to get on Community. Before I was on Superphone, I did have a huge issue with it where it glitched. That being said, I think it only happened to me. So I would suggest using Superphone, and I would suggest going to community.com, signing up to get on their wait list, because if you can get on their platform, it is amazing. Last question. Hi, Robert Benjamin. My name on TikTok is Davey Beast. I do a bit of everything, but mainly focus on comedy sketches and French. I grew to 11K followers. Thank you so much for your advice. Here's my question. I'm in Quebec, Canada, where French is very prevalent. However, I would not be reaching the biggest amount of people if I kept working in French. Do you think I should switch my content to English, or would it be a bad idea? I would strongly recommend try posting twice in English. See how they do. If they do terrible, just go back to French. That's what I would do in your situation. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Like I said, if you want access to that free TikTok course, make sure you go watch my latest video about the TikTok Amplify program. It is hidden in that video. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please rate the podcast 5 stars, share it with everybody. Even if you put it on your Instagram that you're listening to this and then tag me in it, odds are I'll put you on my story. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really, really, really appreciate it. And I cannot wait to listen, or not listen to you guys. See you guys in the next episode.